It was April 6, 1862. We had no idea what was to come. I was only 9. My uniform, made for an adult, draped over me. Sweat beads rolled down my forehead in the hot Tennessee sun. We were heading to Corinth to attack Johnston, but he got to us first. The acrid smell of gunpowder burned my nose as 40,000 Confederate troops came rushing out of the trees to attack our 54,000 boys. None of us expected it, as I watched my friends fall around me as the rest of them were still fumbling for their weapons. The general yelled at me to follow his orders with the beat of my drum. I watched as the men around me turned to young boys parading around with guns and knives, with fearful expressions plastered on their face. They barely had any experience, struggling to handle the power of their guns and following orders. I watched as a man with a mustache rode gallantly towards us, directing the Confederate attack. He was struck in the leg with a bullet, falling off his horse as a puddle of blood started to form around him on the ground. There was no time for him to get medically examined. He was gone. I get excited for a second, thinking we were winning, but it was only the beginning. Replacing the man I now know was General Johnson became Beauregard. We struggled, losing men faster and faster. The Union boys established a battle line on a sunken road. Later, this would become known as Hornet's Nest. We lost 1,754 men that day. Some were friends. Some I had only spoken to once, but all had a life. A life that was ended shortly in a matter of seconds. We continued fighting for one more day before we rose victorious. But how could we be excited? 13,000 men lost their lives. Those men were only young boys with weapons. Those young boys had families that will miss them. But who would miss me?